A ministry focused in India tackles HIV/AIDS orphans in Malawi. Believers sound the alarm for Niger's tragedy, and U.S. radio stations are gearing up to raise Bibles for Nigeria. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of mothers and children will die if someone doesn't help in Malawi. That's the message from Hope Givers International's director, Samuel Thomas, as he considers moving into a new area of the world for his organization. 24% of the population's infected with HIV/AIDS. Thomas believes this is a field worth the investment.
If we can take the children born to HIV family, and if we can take them, even if it's for 2 years, 3 years, if we can share the love of Christ to them, praying that God would heal them. And suppose he doesn't heal them, at least we can rest assured that by them accepting the Lord, that they will have an eternity with God.
Breaking the HIV/AIDS cycle can only be accomplished by changing hearts.
If we can rescue these children, bring them into a facility where they stay 24 hours a day, we feed them, clothe them, educate them. I think that's the beginning of solving the problem in Malawi.
Next, the impact of Niger's devastating famine is worsening throughout the eastern part of the country. There are reports aid has yet to be distributed to at least 1 million starving people. Operation Blessing International is partnering with the World Food Program and others to provide emergency feeding programs for approximately 78,000 people living in 64 remote villages. As teams distribute the aid, they'll be acting as the hands and feet of Christ, meeting physical and spiritual needs. You're listening to Mission Network News. As Muslim-Christian violence continues in Nigeria, Christian radio stations in the U.S. are gearing up to help share God's word there. Scott Curtis is with MNN affiliate WGNB in West Michigan. He just returned from a trip to Nigeria with the Bible League to discover the need.
The need is great. For instance, one person who says, I've been a Christian for 6 or 7 years, and yet I don't have a copy of the Bible of my own. We had another pastor tell us, I have 200 people in one church, only 4 or 5 have Bibles. We had another gentleman said, if I had 1 million Bibles, I could give them all away.
Curtis says many Christians were killed and displaced by fighting last year, but many stayed, and that's why Moody Broadcasting is raising Bibles.
These people have remained behind, have suffered a great deal for Christ, and yet they say they do not hold any bitterness toward these Muslims. In fact, they say they love them and want to share the gospel of Christ with them.
Go to our website for details. We turn next to Haiti. A year after Hurricane Jeanne ravaged the country, chronic malnutrition continues. Children who survived the floods often have distended bellies, dull eyes, and reddish hair. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says that's a sign of protein malnutrition. She says their teams work to share the hope of Christ with the children once their physical lives are out of danger.
We get the food packets, and we really start pumping them up with vitamins and food. And as the new hair grows, you can just see it turning black and shiny as the protein balance corrects itself in their bodies.
DeHart says one of their main concerns is nutrition for the babies.
We've lost our source for formula with the change in personnel at the pharmaceutical house that was supplying the formula. We don't have a regular supply of formula for these babies.
And Men for Missions, the layman's voice of OMS International, reports the privilege of being part of a new outreach in Haiti. A month ago, the team was part of the groundbreaking ceremony for the new campus for Emmaus Biblical Seminary. There are 59 students enrolled. Classes began 2 weeks ago. About 20 teachers are involved in preparing these Haitians to spread the gospel in Haiti's churches and communities. Pray for the teaching staff as they begin this new school year. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help keep missions in front of your church each month. For information, call our resource line 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.